5, and maybe we'll take you. I'll call the roll for attendance. Brian Thompson,
I'm here.
Dave Perillo, Felix Reyes. Felix,
I'm here.
on
Thank you. Sorry to look for the mute button. Thank you. I'm here. Well, hello, everyone.
okay, Paul Robertson.
Here.
Kristen Urbach.
Okay.
Grant Westerson.
Here. Yep. I'll ever sit.
And Paul Weitzman. All right.
Yep, I'm here. So Kristen is in a car. Can you re-forward the invite to her? She'll be here at 11:15.
Kristen's in the car, so. Okay, let's take a look at the minutes for the meeting of March 19th. And I'll entertain a motion for approval. So moved. Second?
Second.
All seconded. Grant made the motion. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none. All those in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? None. Next item on the agenda is public comment. Do you have any public comment?
Joe? John, let me interrupt you. There's a,
yeah.
It's a June 12th in here, too.
Yeah, there's a June 12th special meeting in here that we got to approve as well.
We need to make a motion to approve the minutes of the June 12th meeting in 2024.
So moved.
Second by Grant. So motion by Paul. Additions or corrections? All those in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed? And abstentions, I guess, Paul, you'll abstain. Okay, I think we can now go to public comment. Thank you, Grant, for reminding me of a second. I'm sorry, that took your public comment? Any public, Joe?
There's no public on the live.
Okay, here none. Move on. Next item with a staffing update. Maritime Development Manager.
So the Maritime Development Manager position, we were able to make contact with Flagstaff last week, reactivate their job posting on their website, which is appropriately linked from the Port Authority's website. Jill, you've gotten that posted in several places that we do business with?
Chamber of Commerce of Eastern Connecticut.
Then I put it on my LinkedIn page, and it's gotten lots of activity there. It's been reposted several times. So I sent for an update this morning on resumes. Since we get some resumes for potential candidates, the staff here will can set up and conduct interviews.
Okay.
And see what kind of progress we can make on that position. It's got a level of importance as we want to make sure that dredging is tracked and accounted for in the state, and the ship grant program continues on.
Yep. Have you made contact yet? Probably a little bit early with CMTA. And I wonder if we can post the job with CMTA.
We can check on that. I saw CMTA at the boat show, and they knew that right. We were reposting the job, but I didn't know if they could take action to post that. We'll check.
Did you meet the chairman of Susan?
Chairwoman?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I did.
You probably met Jen too, right?
I did.
good connection.
So, Mike, are you looking for volunteers to participate in the interviews from the HR committee?
Actually, I am not. I supposed that our office staff would do that between myself, Jill, and Faye would comprise the interview panel. Certainly open to feedback on that, but somebody who's going to work with our team.
The committee, you know, if you know, any of us will jump in.
I did want to see the resumes before I made that final decision.
I think Kristen's in the waiting room.
Yep.
Any other comments about the Marine Development Manager? And you want to talk about the schedule of positions, the total staffing levels for us going forward?
Yeah, I can do that. Certainly we have Executive Director position filled now. Finance Director currently held by Fed.
Yep.
Maritime Development Manager job is posted.
Yep.
Fiscal Administrative Assistant is Lori, and Office Manager is filled by Jill. We do want to onboard the Development Manager position, and then we want to see what the capacity is for additional staff for project management and grant acquisition and grant writing, which we think could benefit the operation here, as well as fill out the staff. We had a request for proposals out for a communications and marketing firm.
Mm-hmm.
Those have been graded by me, already reviewed by Paul Weitzcarver and David Corris. So Paul, David, and I are going to get together and figure out if we're going to make a selection. And I say if because one of the potential options, given the range of prices we were offered and the type of work that we need done, is to bring somebody in-house to do communications. And if we had the right person that could do communications and assist with other things, then maybe that's taken care of by one person who works well with the team here.
And I'm sure the Maritime Development Manager can help in that regard too.
Yeah, well, my observation is everybody helps out with everything. And that'll be no going forward.
Yeah.
Might I make a quick comment?
Yes.
On the communications piece, if there's any way I can be helpful with those organizations, I have a pretty deep background in communication ad agencies. And, you know, if you need an extra pair of hands, along with David Corris, I'd be more than happy to help.
Thanks, Paul. I was interested in getting together with you at some point here. Maybe we can schedule that in the not too distant future.
Perfect. I'll look forward to it.
Just for the record, I see Kristen's joined us. Kristen, you're not on camera, you know that, but
it's in the car.
Oh, you're in the car, that's right. Okay. Anything else on the staffing levels? Michael?
Nothing else.
Any old business that come before us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
we can.
Yes, I'm happy to help with the communications piece as well. I have a strong background.
That would be great. And as we talked about last week, you and I are going to get together here in the not too distant future also. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any new business? Take a motion for adjournment, then. So move. Second. Grant, Paul, thank you all.
So move.